Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRA Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's get started. Angela, what is the hot topic for this week?
Well, we are doing something a little bit different today. Maya suggested that we do a podcast that does parallels with finding the right recruitment agency and finding your right partner. So kind of like a matchmaking, like a dating analysis or a dating analogy or comparison, if you will. And I love this concept because I think so often we see all of the posts of individuals out there that are not happy with their recruiting agency for various reasons. Or as we know, there's a lot of scams going on right now. And I think this can apply to both job seekers and hiring managers as to how do you approach finding a recruitment agency just like you would approach finding a good date or partner for your life?
Well, this is a fun topic. I like it. Well, let's dig in. How do we want to start? How do you even prepare to find the right recruiting agency?
Or a partner.
Or partner. Yes, the match of the two. Yeah, lots of parallels. I'm really excited to talk about this.
Well, I think whether you're seeking your next job or you're searching for the perfect candidate, I mean, it really does mirror the journey of finding a meaningful relationship. So, and just like in dating, both job seekers and hiring managers, you're going to want to watch for red flags. Just like you do in dating, you're not going to date the person who is late, doesn't show up, is raggedy when they show up.
Bad showered.
Exactly. And it could also, but this in the job world, it really could mean read company reviews before applying. Or if you're interviewing, making sure you're picking up on the warning signs in a candidate during an interview. However, you don't want to get caught up on focusing on past negative experiences. You want to embrace this, that this could be your future. This could be your future job. This could be your future person that you're going to be mentoring for years to come. So it's really important to define exactly what you're looking for and channel your efforts into the spaces most likely, I think, to be the right fit.
I think knowing what you want is really important. And if you're ready to settle down and you're looking for a partner, then you're going to be thinking about that perfect partner. What is that perfect partner's personality? How are they going to treat me? What does our future life look like, et cetera? And some of you guys that are listening might think, well, that's silly. I don't look at recruiters that way. Well, this is why we're having this discussion, because you should. Everyone at some point needs a recruiter. And it could be a recruiter within an actual company, like they work directly for a PPD or a Parexel or an IQVIA, or it could be a third-party recruiter like us. But at every stage of someone's life, they need a new job, or they want a career progression or something like that. So I think sitting down and understanding what you want in that type of relationship really is the first point, because if you don't know what you want, then I think that's where you start getting into a little bit of trouble.
Not only that, there are a lot of lazy and sleazy recruiters out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just want everybody out there to know we're not the typical recruiting firm. We really want you to get placed in the right environment. We're a niche firm that specializes in the CRA role. So we're not just a staffing agency, but we really do try to be a matchmaker. We have an intense vetting process before we would represent you to any client, but that's a good thing. A lot of people are like, oh, your firm is too much work. You know, I don't want to have to do references before I even get considered for the first position that you may have for me. You know, we get a lot of feedback like that. Well, if you want to work with somebody who doesn't care about your quality, then you're going to end up getting placed with clients who don't really care about you and your quality either. You know, you got to be careful who you partner with. We have close relationships with our clients. And because we do a deep vetting process that our clients know and trust, we get all the heavy lifting done in advance. So once mm-hmm. you reach that interview stage, or once you get submitted to that client and they bite, it's usually just a matter of culture fit. It's usually your interview to lose.
A one and done interview. usually.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's much more to your benefit that we do the heavy lifting and our clients trust us, that we have close relationships with them. We're a niche firm. We really care about the quality of the folks that we put over, and we know this role inside and out. You want to work with us and get that heavy lifting out of the way so that by the time you get to that hard stuff in the, you know, the interview and whatnot, that stuff is much easier for you.
That expresses legitimacy too. I know some of the individuals that we've interviewed that have experienced job scams speak to the fact that I would use air quotes if I thought you guys could see me, but when quote unquote recruiters reach out to them, that they don't spend that vetting time. They have a quick chat through Teams. And I'm not talking about video chat. I'm talking about actual chat through like a Teams or some other chat program or a WhatsApp program or something like that to just ask a few questions. And they never verbally connect. They never connect via video. They never do references. They never dig into therapeutics or experience. And I think you should see that as a flag. And I know that some candidates are like, well, that's easy. I want to go that path. No, that is maybe it's easy, but that is easy maybe by design because they're trying to rope you in and you're going to get scammed in some way or another. You want to work with a legit company that does, maybe it is a little bit of a challenge. You've got to talk a little bit more about your therapeutics and provide those references and show up to those interviews and express your interest in a certain type of position or your career path or what have you. Answer the hard questions about the reasons for leaving and all of that because the company, the recruiting company, is legit and trying to find you a perfect match. Taking that path of least resistance is just like dating. I mean, if you're looking for a one-night stand, then great. But I mean, if you're looking for a long-term partner that can help you with your long-term career growth, finding a more legit company that can partner with you, I think makes more sense.
Like we're matchmakers. I agree with that.
Yeah, because I know sometimes folks will see an opportunity and they're like, oh, let me just go apply. And like you say, Angela, they're not expecting this thorough qualification process that we do. But once you do it, I can tell you, I have CRAs waiting. Like when I reach out to them and they went through a whole pre-qualification process, if they come back to me quick enough, I'm submitting them to that opportunity that I
same
received
day
them
placement.
The day of. Exactly.
Same day placement.
Obviously, you got to meet me halfway because you got to get back to me if I don't get in touch with you with my call or email. But yeah, it's just doing that extra work. And sometimes you want to, like, when you see those opportunities, openings, don't just look at it as like, oh my gosh, she's wasting my time, or oh my God, this is just too much work. Think of it long term. Wow, she's taking the time to really get to know my qualifications and what I'm looking for so she can continue to find me opportunities today, tomorrow, and in a few months, years, whatever. And I do see also where, like, folks, like, I have seen this recently quite more often than I ever have, and I've been doing this for 13 years, where folks are like, oh, hopefully this company is legit, or hopefully she's, you know, she can help you, or she'll get back to you, or she knows what she's talking about when they're referring an individual to us. So it is a very different market, but don't just look at it as like, I just need something now, I don't want to do the work. Do the work. It will pay off.
Yeah, in the dating world, it's called a high value date. I always think of this. I've heard of this before where, like, you don't want the first date to be like, oh, let's go walk around a park or something. That's like zero effort, zero, you know, intention, you know, other than just like a quick chat. That's kind of like synonymous with Angela's quick chat over Teams, right? You want a high value date. You want somebody to have thought about, you know, made plans in advance, investment of some sort, to know that they're thinking, hopefully this will be long term and this will be a worthwhile investment up front.
That's a really good way to put at it. And I'd like I'd like to spend a couple of minutes on the legitimacy topic because I think that's an important one. And we can relate that back to dating too. If let's say that you're going on a blind date, would you go on a blind date with someone that unless they were referred to you by a trusted friend? What if you got on a dating app and the person didn't use their right name or their full name, or they showed up to your house and you still don't know where they are from, or you don't know anything about them, or, you know, that type of thing. I mean, it becomes really sketchy and a little bit frightening, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But I see individuals jump into relationships with recruiters all the time when they're not legit. They're not using a domain. They're using like a Gmail account. But that's got to be on you as the candidate or you as the hiring manager to go look at that agency's information. Go look at my profile. Go look at our company website. See the podcast we do, the blog post that we write, the coaching program that we have. Look and see what offerings there are that you can tap into to make it a fruitful relationship long term. The same as, would you date someone who, let's say that I, as a 50-something-year-old woman, if I were dating again, I would want someone who he's financially secure, he has his own home, there's no crabby-ass grandchildren I got to deal with, there would be a list of things that I would, there would be no crazy ex people that I would have to navigate. I mean, there would be a list of things that I would be looking for. You got to do that with your recruiting agency. And legitimacy is a big part, but you got to do the work. Don't wait for your best friend to say, yeah, they're legit. You go look. You go look and make sure that there's someone that you want to align with, because you're ultimately going to be the one that's going to be going out on a date with that recruiting agency. And if you're not happy with them, you're going to be the one that pays the price.
It's much better to be set up by your friends who already know them and have done the first line of vetting, you know.
And it's important to do the research when you're looking at a recruiting firm because, you know, most people today in 2025, when they're dating, they're researching their partner. They're trying to see, you know, any bad stuff that's involved with them on the internet. I have a friend who for the last 10 years, she just goes, since 2015, she just dives into everything when she's, you know, matched with someone on Tinder, Bumble, or Hinge. She just goes through arrest record, see if there's any, like, DUI, see if they have kids, because a lot of people lie about having kids. Stuff like that, you know, you don't want to get catfished, and you don't want to get scammed, you know, like a recruiting firm. So if you think of the process like in dating app, are you going to pick the firm that offers a quick and easy connection and makes big promises? You know, like someone messaging you on Tinder and they're like, oh, I'm ready. I want to get in a relationship now. Let's just do it. You seem like you're my vibe. Or do you want to choose an agency that actually invests the time in understanding your goals and builds an actual thoughtful partnership?
I totally agree. And honestly, this is also giving me a lot of clarity onto why my dating life was so chaotic in my 20s. Like, I'm like now very aware. I was like, oh. And I think what Savannah's really also touching on and what my 20-year-old self is doing is working from a place of desperation. Like, oh, I have a little bit of attention from a recruiter, from a guy, from whoever. And that feels validating. That feels like a connection instead of saying, is this attention that I want? Is this the right kind of attention? Okay. And is this going to help me? Is this going to cause me to overlook things that are actually big red flags, like lying about your life and your child and stuff like that? Like, and when
that's
you're in that, that is for me, and then desperation can also just lead to settling where it's like, it's fine. If at any point in your life, dating or recruiting, and you're just saying, it's fine, you're acting from desperation. We got to perk you up. We got to go find.
Yeah, you're looking settling. At how difficult it would be to change. But if you want a different result, you're going to have to change the way you're doing things, right?
Exactly. And then on the flip side, the person you are settling for, like the recruiting agency you're settling for or the date you're settling for, how did that make them? Their second choice. They don't want to be anyone's second choice and you don't want to be anyone's second choice. Go find the love of your life, you know? And I think the other thing, too, I've noticed is people, I think, sometimes have this idea that recruiters are like here to help me out of my crisis. Like, oh, I'm in crisis. A recruiter will give me a quick fix and pull me out of that. And I'm like, that's not what we're here to do. We're here to partner in a thoughtful and strategic next step for you, for our clients, for everybody.
Highest good of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Desperation on LinkedIn and desperation on Tinder ain't cute. I know you can do better.
I don't want you to lose your thought, Rachel, but I want to touch on that point, because we had a wonderful podcast with Kimberly Wilkinson. I just dropped the second part of it yesterday. And she talked about the fact that if you can, and to the extent that you can, align yourself with just a handful of recruiting agencies that you know and trust. But she said, I got to be honest. She said, I've been in the market for a hot minute. And there's nothing like someone reaching out to me and I go, oh my God, she's a recruiter. And then you just run after them because you need to make that mortgage payment. You were tapping into your savings. And it is so easy to get roped in. But you guys, that's why they call them con artists, right? They got the pleasing personality. They know how to hit your hot buttons. And they are going to scam you if they can. You've got to protect yourself. So, Rachel, now it's you. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure I made that point very clear because I think all of you guys got to pause and really think about that.
Well, yeah, with to everyone's point, I mean, there's a lot of misrepresentation going on around, you know, finding a recruiter or finding your Mr. Right. I mean, just doing your basic research will really save you from those wrong people that you could meet along the way. And at the same time, just like dating, just be very cautious not to misrepresent yourself as well. Mm-hmm. To other companies, let's say, for example, you're talking about a lot of therapeutics that you don't really have any experience, just knowledge about it. And then you're saying on your interviews that, yeah, I have experience that therapeutics or other, you know, systems that they're using. I mean, both of you will just suffer in the end because you're just faking it. This is not a fake till you make it game.
Make sure those pictures are updated. Make sure your resume is updated. It's the worst when you see pictures and then you see them in person and they look nothing like their pictures. You don't want to come across as disappointing in person in real life. Just like once we get to the final check of everything,
my 20-year-old self and my 50-year-old body.
Boy, that happens a lot. Yep. Go ahead, Rachel. Had to throw
Oh, yeah,
in
just
there.
Just be honest and make sure that you're authentic. In that way, you know, you would stumble upon your Mr. Right in the end.
That's a good point because they're blocking their own blessing by being fake. If you just go out and you're real, you can find what was meant for you. I think that's a very good point.
Yeah, I think that when you go on an interview, it's kind of similar to when you go on a date, because in both cases, you're trying to decide if you're compatible and a good match. And being honest during that is so important, even though you're also trying to make a good impression, of course. And of course, it's important to remember that a lot of times just one date or one interview doesn't find you the perfect match. It might take a little more work than that. So there is going to be some rejection involved in both processes. So just have a positive mindset and know that going in, that have some realistic expectations. But in both cases, whether it's dating or interviewing, after that date or interview, it's much better for people to be honest than to ghost someone or to get ghosted. So working with a good recruiting agency can help you a lot with that, because we're not going to ghost you. We'll at least keep you updated, whatever the outcome is.
And protected too, because... Yeah. For example, we just had somebody a couple weeks ago to where we scheduled an interview. Well, she dropped out on us and just didn't show up for the prep for the interview. So we canceled the whole interview with the client because we're not going to put somebody forward that we were going to be fearful that they were going to ghost the client. So don't let that happen as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ghosted us.
I would like to talk about the ghosting for a minute because I see that so much. And I absolutely agree. I think it's awful when a recruiting agency has brought someone through a qualification process at any level. I mean, if we've invited you to answer a survey or complete some pre-qualification questions or invited you to interview with us or, you know, any stage in the qualification process where we're actually interacting with the individual, it is absolutely inexcusable for a recruiting agency to ghost someone after that. I think, and shame on those recruiting agencies that think it's okay to do that. And I know that there's a lot of individuals say, but recruiters are so busy. No, my job is to build a relationship with you as the candidate. My team's job is to network with you And if you've made it through any part of our qualification process, it is absolutely egregious to not respond, even if it's bad news. I think you deserve it. With that being said, there are a lot of individuals that apply to our positions that we don't respond to. And you could call that ghosting if you want to, but I will tell you that that's protecting our time. Forklift drivers, individuals who are well underqualified, individuals who are completely outside of the realm, individuals that we have already told that we cannot represent you for some reason or another, and they continue to apply, we're not going to respond. So I just want to make sure I'm really clear on what the ghosting means, because there does come a time to where it's a protection of our time. And I think that would be the same thing in a dating concept, right? You've been dating someone and you've had several dates and they decide not to, they don't want to continue the relationship. It is pretty disrespectful for them to not just tell you. Even if it's a you, it's not you, it's me conversation, at least it's a conversation. But if you continue to ping, text, or call that person after they've broken it off with you, then that's stalking, right? So there is a little bit of a let's be disciplined about it, you know, if you're applying for a job you're well underqualified for. I was helping out with a recruiting email last week, because we got hammered, and I love it. I love it when we get hammered, and I love it whenever I get to jump in and help with that. And I respond, I like to respond even if they're well underqualified, to just say, look, you just, you know, kind of a bridge email. And this gal came back just defending herself. I know I don't have this, that, or the other, but. And I was like, see, now you're just frustrating me, because I took the time to respectfully explain to you why we weren't going to move forward, and now you're defending yourself against something that just doesn't even make any sense, right? You know, and so that's the thing. You got to be respectful on both sides too. And so I just kind of want to throw that out there. I think it's important.
That's a closure, especially if you've spent all this time working with a candidate. Mm-hmm. We let them know, hey, your references weren't up to par. We're not going to be able to represent you.
Can't move
you.
Forward.
So
your job tenure
isn't. They'll get a closure email from us.
Yeah, your job tenure isn't to where our clients will accept you as a candidate. We can't move forward. You don't have the minimum required experience. We can't move forward. I mean, we tell you that. So, and I do think it's important to work with an agency that will have that very candid discussion with you. Giving bad news is hard. It is. So work with an agency that has the gumption to do that, because that's where real relationships are birthed. It's very important.
And as a recruiting firm, we are the ones that are so lucky to get to hire candidates once they've been working with them. So our hiring managers don't even have to go through that step.
Yeah. So, but the parallels are quite interesting. I think if we're thinking about wrapping up, and Becky does have this list wrap up look on her face.
I
so
do. She can see it.
But the parallels really are very clear. And I think for those of you guys that are listening, regardless of whether you're a hiring manager or a job seeker, do look at those individuals that could represent you, a talent acquisition firm, a recruitment specialist, as someone that you might date. And if you approach the relationship from that venue, you might look at how you build that relationship differently. And that was the reason for the comparative today, because it is important. A good recruiting job seeker relationship can be gold for your career path. A good hiring manager recruiting relationship will improve your company's brand. A bad one can destroy it. I've seen bad recruiting agencies destroy companies' brands because of the way they represent companies, and likewise destroy candidates' reputations because of the way they represent candidates. So you have to be careful about the type of approach you take in building those relationships.
Okay. Well, thank you, team, for this discussion. Thank you all out there for listening. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit CRAresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at CRAresources.com for more information about our firm. We can't wait to work with you.